The views and opinions of the host and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks. Set.
And a very great evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 15th of February, 2022. A very great evening, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world. I am your host, Alpheus Finlayson, and my co-host is Philippa Arnett. I need to mention that the events over the weekend culminating with Valentine, as I would say, needs some mention. Well, you should know that about 400 people are watching and listening to the various platforms. Let me say some of the names. Mary Robinson, Kelly Burris, and somebody had tuned in a little earlier, and I'm sure we will see later on. Now, I thank each and every one of you for watching and listening, because they are integral to this show. And let's start out with Super Bowl. And when we talk about Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, let me just say this. how do I say it? It was just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. You couldn't ask for more. The Super Bowl. And then the game was so close. And the showtime, some people are saying it was boring. Well, I don't understand why they would think it being boring. No, not at all. Well, I had the opportunity to give shout-outs to a young man called Wilfred Swain, the guitar player on Bay Street. And I guess that some of you would know that I am crazy about the guitar. I mean, I can't play it, but I am crazy because I listen to and I love the guitar. And going back to the Super Bowl, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige, along with LeBron James. I enjoyed it much more than I had anticipated. Now, there are several people, I guess they're at a different age level, and they said it was boring. I mean, I don't see how that could have been boring with those people that we talked about. And then I give kudos to a Bahamian, Owen Jay Ferguson, who attended St. Anne's High School in Nassau and then went to St. John's University in Minnesota. He is juggling a dual degree program, and he is managing a law school and a campus job as a, a campus job with startup at Notre Dame. Ferguson is expected to graduate in May of 2024. Well, Bahamian athletes abroad are definitely preparing themselves for the indoor championships. And that's what I am talking about. And I want to let you know that Track World is brought to you by Sun Oil Limited, Arawak Homes, Sunshine Insurance, my bestseller book, From Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition. And then we have AFD Management Services with CEO Freeman DeVoe, and their business is oil and energy. And then we're talking about a young man called Vaughn L. Kalmer and Associates and Brokers. Well, I have been a representative of Kalina for 41 years. My daughter, Alexis Hannah, is my business partner. And we are the A-team at Kalina. And Kalina has health insurance. People know Kalina by that. Mortgages. We are a general insurance broker. And we also connected with CFAL. And you can reach CFAL at 502-7010 to hear what they have for you. And you can reach me at 432-9961 and Alexis at 467-0372. And now we go to our first commercial break. And after that break, we are going to talk about things that you will be shocked and amazed. And it will be an unbelievable show. Thank you ever so much. So we now go to a break.
My team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up your Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as this thing. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Station is on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlan Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy, and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200, and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We have this evening somebody who is really talented, and let's talk about him. So, Kermit, could you connect that young man, please? Okay, thank you then. So with that in mind, let us talk about several other things. We go to talking about birthdays. This is the 15th, and Nelson Lord has a birthday. Jacqueline Hanna has a birthday. She is with Kalina. Cheryl Monroe has a birthday, and Cheryl is in the States, in New Jersey, I think. I don't call ladies' ages. Kevin Cambridge has a birthday on the 17th of the month. Darius Ferguson has a birthday, I guess, on the same day. And then we're talking about Janice Hall. Janice Hall, who is somebody who wins a lot of trivias. And she is somebody who is interested in jazz also. And then we have a young man called Lester Gittens. He is a former Grand Bahama Athletic Association president. And he also worked at BTC in Grand Bahama. And then we're looking at Rivano Ferguson. He is in Grand Bahama, and I think he is one of the presidents. And then, ladies and gentlemen, Kaya Major. Her birthday is on the 17th. And she is my great-granddaughter. My great-granddaughter goes to St. John's, like all the other children in the family go to St. John's, with the exception of my daughter, Alexis, and my brother, Spence Finlayson. And then we're talking about Val Smith. Val Smith has a birthday on the 18th, and we now have my co-host, and we're getting ready to get going. Kermit, let's see if anybody else is watching. Well, we said Mary Robinson. We said Kelly Burrows. They are all watching. Well, of course, there are more people who are watching. And as we go down the line, we will know about some of the other people and we will mention them. You know, we cannot do anything without having the, how do I put it? We can't do anything without, well, we appreciate people who watch the show, ladies and gentlemen. And let's talk a little bit about the NC2A's indoors. They're coming up at the end of the month. We have people who are in the NC2A's two and the big schools. When that happens, we're going to be so excited with all the Bahamians who are participating in those events, and that is really something else. Let's see anybody else who is on. Nobody is on right now, but I'm sure people are joining. And I said when we started out, there was about nearly 400 people who were listening and watching. And I told you about how this is so interesting because last week we had somebody in Phoenix, Arizona who was watching. And that really is something else. It shows where in this new technology, you can't hide very many things because it's right out there for you to see it. And that's what I am talking about. And as I said, this is a show, track and field show, of course, and we're looking forward to having a great show this evening. Kermit, have you been able to connect? No? Okay. Okay. Thank you ever so much then, we will just continue. Anything you can think about, Filippo?
Good evening, everyone.
No? Okay. Well, you know, people are waiting to hear what we're saying, so we're going to, there has to be some things that we're talking about. Oh, before I forget it, there is something called the World Championships. The World Championships. And every week, I talk about the World Championships, number one, and number two, we talk about the Commonwealth Games. The Commonwealth Games is going to be in Birmingham, England, okay? Birmingham, England. But the World Championships are going to start on the, I think it is the 14th of July. The 14th of July. And it's just less than 2 weeks. Is going to be in Eugene, Oregon. And for your information, let's see if you can make it to Eugene, Oregon. It is important. It would be the first time ever that there was a World Championships in the United States. Now, we have had a World Championships in Edmonton, in which the Bahamas won more medals than they ever won before. Edmonton. But let's see what will happen for the World Championships up the street, I would call it, in Eugene, Oregon. Well, Filippo, can you tell me anything about Eugene, Oregon, participating in Eugene, Oregon?
I can tell you it's one of the most exciting track and field forums that you pretty much would ever want to compete on.
Uh-huh.
I think Haywards Field is synonymous for a track excitement that's beyond anything that you could ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So to take it to the next level, one down, one step down from the Olympics,
yeah.
I can't even imagine, Alpheus, how exciting Eugene will be buzzing with track fever all those 2 weeks, pretty much.
Well, let me tell you something.
It is so interesting because, you know, the NC2As are going to be, I don't know, be in Eugene. I don't know if you know.
They've been having it in Texas.
In Texas, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
While they were completing Haywood, the new Haywood Field for the USA Track and Field Championships that they held last August, right? So pretty much
the Olympic trials.
Yeah, the trials, pretty much, yeah. So they have been doing most of the NCAAs, I think, for the past 2 years in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been phenomenal there as well, I understand, except for the heat, but...
Oh, yeah.
If you're a track junkie, these are
you
the places
want to be
you
there. You want to be there.
There's just no other place
you
to go.
You want to be there.
No other place.
And let me say this. You remember the... Let's talk about the Doha World Championships, the records that were set.
Oh, my goodness.
The records that were set in the last Olympics. And what would you think about the records we will set
in
Eugene, Oregon?
Well, I can tell you, we have one of our own who's...
Not just one?
No, but for right now, and we don't just have one, but he is the one that, if you're following statistically... Definitely, that has already broken records.
Yes, yes.
But of course, we have to get there, and... We'll go there to do that. So,
but you know something? Say whatever you want to say. If you are not able to participate in the nationals in the Bahamas, you are not going to make the team. You have to be able to participate to make the team. And that's the only way that it can happen. There is no way... That the Federation would allow you to skipping the trials. And the trials is very important, regardless to who you are. Just like they do for the United States, regardless to whoever you are in the Bahamas and you want to be on that team, you have to come home and participate. You can't have a Bahamas trials anyplace else. It has to be in the Bahamas. And I'll tell you why. Because plenty people will be out at the stadium. You want to see the people who are here. And that's why you come home. It is most important that you come home and participate when you come home. And you could only... do well, make the team, if you make the standards and you come in the line of people. I'm talking about somebody who would be in third place and all of that. So it is already February, in February, the 14th, no, the 15th actually, and just think about that, how time flies, how time flies. There are some athletes that we have are not killing themselves because they're just getting themselves ready. And then it comes the outdoor season. And when you get to the outdoor season, there are things that you need to do. Things that you need to do, my brothers and sisters. And with that... then we're talking about the pen relays, and from the pen relays, then you're looking at our trials. You're looking at our trials. And at the pen relays, you know what happens at the pen relays. You have the Bahamas and Jamaica and athletes from other countries who participate in the pen relays. And as a matter of fact, the people who win a significant amount of money with regards to the pen relays. And I am sure you would wish to just go to the pen relays and see some top athletes participating. And I'm sure that there are a number of athletes here who would be going to the pen relays. And then I just jump back a little bit
Charifta will be held on the always on the Easter weekend, and the trials are important for Bahamian athletes to participate to make the team going to Charifta. And as you go to Charifta, you're going to find some significant athletes who are so talented that they would be probably breaking Charifta records, the jumps, the throws, and all of that. And that's what we're talking about. And if you know what is, has been happening right here at our stadium in Nassau, some great things are happening. And we're looking forward to these. And that's what it's all about. That is what track and field is all about. The excitement. The excitement. And when you talk about the Olympics, the, how do I put it? Track and field will not start until, I mean, the Olympics don't start until track and field starts.
Oh, definitely not. Not in our likings.
And how do you feel about that, Philippa?
Oh, what else would you expect, Alfie? We're track junkies. So definitely it's all about track and field for us. I mean, no disrespect to the other sports, of course, but first love being track and field. So, of course. And I think when you talk to a lot of persons who are lovers of athletics and sports in general, track and field at the Olympics is like more or less the highlight. And I think that's why they have it at the last, like one of the last, you know, events and sports to happen, because they know it culminates what the Olympics is.
Let me just
team sport.
Let me just interject. I was, I can't remember it was, I was this afternoon and I said, oh, I went to a place to get some parts for the car. And guess what? Guess who I saw? Somebody called Raphael Munnings. You know who that is. The beginning of the end. The beginning of the end. And he is watching.
Oh, okay.
Raphael is watching.
Good evening.
And you know his brother, okay? Freddie Munnings.
Freddie Munnings,
Freddie
of course,
Munnings.
Of course.
Oh, that is something.
Yes, definitely.
But I didn't mention this. Codrington Maycock.
Corrington.
And he is watching.
All the time. He's one of your followers, Alfie.
Oh,
and a great coach he is, of course.
Yes,
he is.
Yes,
a great,
yes.
Great fields and athletics coach.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, he's one of the movers and the shakers in track and field right now. Well, the field.
Because yes.
Definitely most of his athletes who he has pretty much trained from youth. To the youth level right now, up to the senior level, they are all excelling. For those who are still in high school and even the ones that have gone off to college, they are doing very excellent. So he is one of those great field coaches out there giving it to the community.
Well, that's what it's all about.
Indeed.
I mean, people have been involved for a long time, and I mean, they love it, and they if you love it, you're not working.
That's right. If you don't love it,
that's a different thing altogether. So I am so excited about where we are now. It's 2022, remember?
That's right, and this month is going real quickly. Real quickly.
And I hear talk about an event in
Miramar, Florida.
Tell us about that.
Well, definitely, they are planning the B3As and most of the clubs. It's actually being organized by the clubs, actually,
yes.
Which is great. They are, because of the, I guess, they don't have the, I don't want to say the wrong thing. The bottom line is, they were invited to the meet in Miramar, where now all of the athletes can go, the clubs can go, and they are planning, I mean, excitement, Alpheus. There are, I think, a number of different countries that's going to be there as well. And so I know that the organizers have reached out to the coaches here and asked them if they want to do a USA against the world type of thing. So there's going to be a mixture of, I think right now I know of Bermuda, Jamaica, and the Bahamas. And a number of the clubs are going. So, and even from Grand Bahama. So that meet is going to be very exciting. It's a youth meet, youth and junior meet. And you know Miramar is another place that's becoming a track and field hub.
Well, there is somebody who is involved in the pole vault. And fortunately or unfortunately, it is that they cannot participate for the Bahamas.
Oh.
But that particular person will have the son participate.
Okay.
Over there. And he will be able to set a national record.
Go ahead.
A national record. And that is something else. Mm-hmm. That is something else. We're really looking forward for those kinds of things to happen.
I think the clubs are looking forward to it as well. It's going to happen the week of February 25th. That's Saturday. And definitely, I know that a whole slew of the track and field clubs here are, they've already planned. They've already booked their tickets with Bahamas Air, booked the airline.
Oh, man.
And,
oh,
you know,
man.
I want to give a shout out to NACAC and the organizers, Mr. Sands being the president, and his administrators. They are facilitating a lot of the necessary things, the air and hotel and stuff for the clubs to make it easier for them.
Well, we have somebody else who is on the line. I mean, we're watching, and he watches every now and then.
Okay.
We lived right together on Carew Street, the front of Carew Street, and his name is Jeffrey Cooper.
Hello, Mr.
Jeffrey Cooper. That's what I'm talking about. Boy, it is something else. I said lots of people are watching, and so many people are watching that there's some that you can't see, you know, but we know that there's more that's sufficient.
Decline it. Decline.
Sorry.
Technical.
Technical challenges. And my brother, we'll talk later. We'll talk later. I'm saying that we are having some, you know, great show this evening.
Hello from the Shell Fuel Lab, where my team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up the Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as this thing. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy, and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment. One of my big fulfillment of having this book. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Do we have Coach Sir George Williams on the phone?
Yes.
Yes. Well, we're trying to reach your man and have not been able to reach your man, but then you could say as much as you can about your man. And tell us a little bit about, my brother, your coaching, this pole vaulter.
Well, back in 1990-something, I recruited this pole vaulter named Ricardo Lightburn. Very academic young man, very studious. And an outstanding pole vault, and being at an HBCU school, you know, we didn't have all the facilities and the infrastructure for a pole vault. But we figured some kind of way to make it work. And it worked. And he won the CIAA and comes in, did real well, and an excellent student.
But what is this, what is the name, what is the name of that that you talked about, the CIA?
Yeah, the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association.
Okay, okay, okay.
That's our conference. But
I want to tell you, go ahead.
We had 14 schools in there.
Oh, that is powerful, as we see. I just want to
back
ask.
Back in the day when he was there, we had Hampton, Norfolk State, and all those was a part of it. North Carolina Central, Winston-Salem, John C. Smith, Virginia State, Morgan State.
But you hear me talk about that Virginia State, eh? But that's a talk for another discussion right now, Coach. But let me ask this. Let me ask this, mention this. The first time we had a track and field event in the Bahamas was in 1976, the Carifta Games. And this young man won the gold medal in the pole vault, 1976. The first athlete to have that, you know, to achieve that. And we don't need to talk about the how high he jumped, this and that and the next thing. But he did jump and he did well. The year afterwards, the Carifta Games were in Barbados, and he participated, and he was tied, and he did well. Now, the thing that I want to talk about is what he has been able to do in the conference, the NC2A Division I. You know, y'all own that, don't you?
So we own the Division Two.
You own the Division Two.
Right. Yeah, we own that. Yeah. We are the winningest school with 39 national championships.
Oh, that's what I'm so tell us tell us about what our pole vaulter
did in your competitions?
Yeah, well, he was an outstanding vaulter. Yes. He made a couple of national teams. He won our conference championship. And he was something new for the HBCU schools. We didn't have too many pole vaulters.
Well, let me say something.
And then,
let me say something before I forget. Which school have you coached at for all those years? Tell us the school.
St. Augustine's University.
That's right.
In Raleigh,
North Carolina. What I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
For 47 years.
Yeah.
That's right.
48 years, really.
Coach, you're old, eh? You've got to be old. But you're good, my good friend. You got to be good.
I was the guy that served the wine at the Last Supper.
Okay. So I have two more people watching. One is Misper Williams watching, and Vaughn Wilson watching.
Hi, Vaughn.
Yes, that's what we're talking about. But as we indicate, the school is so strong. You know, at some point you had a situation where the financial stuff was not working. And I'm sure you all found a way for it to work and for you all to just ride and ride and do as well as you can. We talk about talking about the Division One and Division Two and all of that.
Right.
Well, to win any kind of championship, you have to have a support system.
That's right.
And I think our alumni and friends like you supported the program tremendously, and that helped us to be able to accomplish what we had accomplished. It's never it's a community, and it's friends and it's relationships. That's what makes champions. And we were able to have that kind of relationship where I can get the student athletes from the Bahamas without having to come and look at them, because I had faith and belief in anybody saying, well, I got this athlete for you from the Bahamas. I said, send them on, you know? Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of Bohemians to come to St. Augustine's to run track.
A whole lot. And all of the other sports as well, volleyball.
Yes, yes. Tell us this, Coach. We are concentrating on Eugene. The World Championships, the first time ever that the World Championships is going to be held in the United States. The only other World Championships held in the western part of the world was Edmonton, Canada. And I'm sure you can remember Edmonton, Canada.
I was there. Matter of fact, I had about three or four St. Augustine's University student athletes.
So what do you think about Eugene, Oregon now? I know you go through the school competitions and you get to Eugene, where if you don't make the team, you don't make the team. That's what the United States does, doesn't it, Coach?
Right.
If you don't make it, you don't make it.
It's a beautiful facility, a beautiful track. I haven't been there long. Like I always tell people, you know, you got to be in the hull to know the play. And I don't know what the hotel situation is going to be or whether that.
You better check it out, my brother.
I know they have a lot of campus room, dormitories and stuff. And then I know they had hotels. We always had our championship there. And so we made it through that. But the facilities was not as large as it is now.
And oh, you're talking about that is the world in. That is the point. That is the challenge.
So all we looking at now, and I'm quite sure they got some kind of, they figured it out how to make sure that everybody's going to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. I just hope that too many people don't have to stay in Portland and drive that hour and a half every day.
Yeah, that's going. Well, that definitely is going to be the task, I think, for a lot of persons, because there's definitely not enough space in Eugene to hold everybody. Not at all.
Well, I've had the opportunity of calling and checking the best place, this and the next thing. And if it's an hour and a half, I will find a way to get there and come back. I don't sleep much, as you know. So I will be right there. That's what we're talking about.
But, well, Alfie, we have Coach Williams on the phone. You were talking earlier about where Antilles is being held of late while they were upgrading Hayward Field and whatsoever. And we were saying it was being held in Texas, right, Coach Williams?
Coach?
Yes.
Yes, do you hear us? She asks, where would be the NC2A championships?
I don't know whether it's there now. It'll probably be at Texas A&M. I hadn't even looked at see where they're running at this year. But they, you know, I know they're not going there.
Right.
I have to look at it, and I will let you know a little more about that.
Please do.
I was looking at it today.
And yeah,
but the facility is awesome, man. You'll be shocked since the last time you've been there.
Well, it's the last time, long time. The last time is during the 96 Olympic Games in Atlanta.
Right.
That's the only time that I've been there. But I just want to mention somebody else is watching, and this is Shervin Stewart. And as we talk about all this excitement, I'm sure he is looking at going out to Eugene, Oregon.
Indeed, I'm sure.
And like everybody in Bahamas, Jamaica, all around the world, you know. And you know the Jamaican team is going to be something else. It's going to be something else. And I don't know, you know, who will be on the Jamaican team, the males, the females, and all of that. But, you know, things are going to be happening.
I think the females might still be a little
consistent. It's going to be a good show, I tell you that. It's going to be, you know, the America's going to put on a good show. There's no question about that. And we're just waiting to see how the rest of the world reacts and respond to it. But I'm quite sure when they're going to have an outstanding show going on. There's no question.
Let me ask you this. We're talking about that, but we tend to misremember this is a world championships for everybody all over the world. What do you think about Canada?
What do I think about Canada?
Yes, their participation.
What?
And the world championships.
The athletic program?
Yes. Not the athletic program. What do you think is going to happen with the athletes from Canada?
So they have to have the shots, you know. We talk about this summer, okay? Mm-hmm. And we don't know what COVID's going to be at that time or what Omega's going to be at that time. We don't know, so we can't guess, but we would hope that Canada would show up and... Mm-hmm. We hope that they would have the, you know, we hope that the IAAF would have some kind of rules and regulations. That would not be the United States decision because of the fact that we are hosting, but we are hosting on the part of the IAAF.
The World Body.
World Athletics, exactly.
They're going to have to get together and make up rules because you're not only talking about Canada, you're talking about the world coming in here. You don't know what the situation in other parts of the country, you know?
That's true.
Let me say this. When I look at this, what do you call it now?
Winter Olympics?
No, not that. I'm talking about the thing that came from out of South Africa and all I'm talking about.
Right.
So my...
Omicron.
My understanding is that people are now not wearing masks, this, that, and the next thing. It looks as though, after a while, things will settle down a bit. And I would like to think that it would settle down more than we had challenges at the last Olympics. That's how it looks to me. I may be mistaken.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that people are not having to use masks, this and that and the next thing. So we don't know.
Yeah, first of all, we got to get by the world indoors. See how that's going to work.
That's right. That's right.
One step that's at right. a time.
There's a whole lot of stuff going on right now. You know,
two weeks away.
In Birmingham, right. Alabama.
Yeah. Boy. Are you going down, Coach?
So you got about 3 weeks away for the world, you know, the world indoors.
Yeah, and the world indoors. Yes, the world indoors. We have just qualified for the world indoors, and we will see what happens, you know. We will definitely see what happens, and that's what it is all about. I want you to make some comments with regards to the Bahamas track and field, please.
The what?
Bahamas track and field.
I'm so proud of the Bahamas track and field. You know, I've seen it from the beginning almost to now where we are, and a little country like the Bahamas with 1,000 islands, though, but they got two of the world records.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so to hold the world record, then they might have three when they go outside again. Your quarter mile is awesome, you know, and you know, your young lady is just, she is, oh, my God. But anyway, to a country your size to hold that many world records, this phenomenon. You just not going to find that everywhere. You just can't go nowhere and find that. I'm just telling you. And I'm so happy for them. And
yes.
Knowing that I've had so many good athletes on y'all national teams and your Olympic teams that came to St. Aug, I'm just happy for the Bahamas. The Bahamas is doing well. Like I say, I'm not in the huddle, so I don't know the place. But I do know they are doing well on the athletic side of it, and I don't know anything else after that. I don't know how, you know, what the infrastructure is and the finance is and all that, but I tell you what, whatever it is, you better keep it up because your country, it would help so much for the country. Everybody wants to go to the Bahamas now because they're running fast. Yeah.
Well, of course. Let me say this. When we were in Stuttgart, Germany, at the World Championships, there was somebody from Germany who put something together. And he put something together because only so many federations were able to be a part of that. And for the Bahamas, he put it down. The Bahamas, small country and great athletes. Alpheus Finlayson didn't say that. I say it every now and then. But this is a German fella who is involved in track and field who is saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And it just shows.
Mm-hmm.
But we in the Bahamas don't recognize how good we are.
Yeah.
I think we do.
But seriously.
You need to market the country with that. When you got something that good, world record holders, you need to market it, man, because marketing bring in businesses, bring in everything.
Mm-hmm.
It helps the whole infrastructure of the country.
Right.
And you got something to lean on now, so lean on it. Don't let it get away. Don't wait until they would have done this. But, you know, you got to go with it now. I mean, you got two athletes over there now just blazing the track, you know.
Agreed.
And you're going to have many, many more if you know how to market it right and get these young folks from all these other different islands to come in and to buy into what you guys are trying to do.
Well, Coach, if you listen as we just make some talk about birthdays and all of that, you know who has a birthday in this Ravano Ferguson.
Of course, Coach Ray.
He has a birthday.
Yes.
Oh, great.
And then I have a friend. Her name is Pamela Moss. Pamela Moss. She is from Grand Bahama and works at the Ministry of Tourism.
Okay.
And then Sheena Carroll. She has a place downtown, and everywhere, every time on her birthday, I show up for her. And then we're talking about Cleopatra Eldon, Addy Winder, Carmen Cox. You should know Carmen Cox, related to the lady who was in the relay in Rio, in the women's relay, 400-meter runner. She went to Aquinas.
Kamisha.
And then we just need to talk about debts. I don't like to talk about that often, but there's a young lady, a young man called Jeff Albrey. He actually was in charge of Purity Bakery. But what he did was baseball. He sponsored people with baseball, and it made a difference. Even the young man, the triple jumper, he talked about him, talking about Frank Rutherford, that he made a difference.
Frank, boy, I haven't heard that name in a while.
And then we talk about Sir Godfrey Kelly, KCMG, CMGDM. Now, that is British. But the thing about him is that he just recently passed, and he participated in the sailing, the Olympics, in Rome, Tokyo, Acapulco, and Kiel, Germany. And this young man had the foresight and developed the Queen Elizabeth Sports Center. And I give condolences to his wife, Lady Kelly, and to all the extended friends, and that is important. I would really, I really appreciate the people who have listened and watched this show, and just please tell me, in closing up, what we're talking about. In closing up, Coach?
Yes.
Your thoughts in closing up.
Well, what we're talking about, the Bahamas athletic program, especially in track and field, and what those young people have done to put the country on the map and to make the country one of the premier track and field countries of the world. And I'm so happy to have been a part of some of this, and I hope I still continue to be a part of it.
You know you are. But, you know you're loved.
I just can't say enough about what the Bohemian athletes are doing. And, you know, and see, Jamaica take their athletes and they run with it. We need to start doing more marketing with the athletes of the Bahamas. And let them know. I was looking at an old one of my kids, and they said, "Look at Nathaniel McKinley with that pretty smile and running." it's just so wonderful to know that this country is doing well. But I think, in closing, we need to research more of our islands and find that talent and bring it in to the Bahamas and get them trained. You know, give them more techniques and mechanics and everything, because God have already given them the talent and the speed.
That's right.
Thank you ever so much. And your job for me, Coach, is the long jumper. If
I
you
would
can
take
do
care
that
of that
for me.
For you. I'm taking care of everything you ask me.
I know.
Alfred, so, you know, I'm not going to leave that undone. All right?
I just want her on the show. Thank you ever so much.
I've taken care of everything that you've asked me, so I'm not going to leave that undone. I will get that long jumper, and she will be on your show real soon, all right?
Okay. Thank you ever so much.
Thank you, Coach Williams.
And in closing,
thank you, and thank the Bohemian for what they have helped me in my way.
I'm sure they thank you as well all the time, Coach Williams.
And they will continue.
Yes, indeed.
Well, the
last
person that I see on here is a young lady called Melissa Barnaby. And there was somebody who came on earlier in the show out of Grand Bahama. That's her family. Okay. I think that would have been her uncle out of Grand Bahama. And as I said, he continues to watch the show. And well, we're looking forward to a great show next week. It's just going to be fantastic. But I have to thank Kermit, our producer, for what he has done this evening. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you so much again. See you later.